This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, everyone. How's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us today. Vacation week, ladies and gentlemen. Are you surviving? Or are you one of these weird schools that is just taking 2 weeks off in the middle of March? I think Moses Brown does the mid-March thing.
The private schools
do. Not to sell the school out. nothing against Moses Brown. Love, always love their take on the first snow day, which we haven't seen that in a while. We haven't seen a snow day
That's the problem. Like the lack of snow.
Like a serious one, right. But how's vacation week going with the Larson crew? Because I've seen some photos, a little bit of sledding.
How much snow did we officially get? An inch, maybe? 2 inches?
Inch and a half.
You know, it was just enough for a 3- and a 5-year-old to go sledding. And this week, the snow was snowman snow.
Oh, okay.
So we got to build our first snowman of the winter, and I'm pretty dang proud of it. Had a play date, and I am just happy, knock on wood, that neither of my kids has gotten sick. Because I told you, that's my big reasoning behind February break, just to clean out all the germs. And I am so happy that we are just kind of sailing free. But yeah, we've kind of just been having a blast playing out in that, like, and now by now, you know, Wednesday as we're recording and going into Thursday, there's a little bit more snow on the ground, so we'll probably be back out there.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's good to be out there and enjoy the elements. Before you know it, we'll be into March. I mean, this month is just flying by. We'll be into March. And programming note, throughout the entire month of March, April, and 90% of May, I will be waking up wicked early. Wicked early. I will be on Cat Country 98.1 for 12 weeks, waking up at 3:30 in the morning. Just in time, Susan and I, my wife and I, were placed with a foster child who is a wonderful, delightful little lad.
Yes, he is.
And because of all the privacy stuff, you know, we have to kind of keep it at it is what it is, folks. And you know, we shared a little bit on social media, but we're very excited about that. Mm-hmm. So looking, and I have a feeling that once March hits, it's just going to fly through, because I was even actually talking this week with people over at the Paw Sox, because that season starts up pretty soon. So everything is just starting to come together. Everything is forming nicely the way we like.
That's right. And you're just going to be drinking a whole lot of Dunkin'. You're going to be up at 3:30 in the morning for the radio. Now you have this new role of father, you know, so you're going to be up and be tired and getting phone calls here and there about things that you need to pick up on the ride home. And you're getting ready for baseball season. So you're going to be running on Dunkin'.
I will be sleeping at the ballpark for the rest of April and May. It just might be easier. I've gone through extensive lengths to set up a child area in the press box that I'll be able to announce, and you won't hear the little guy. But no matter what you're doing, as you're getting ready to take on the springtime, which is just around the corner, folks. Hold on, we're almost there. If you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just sit back, listen, and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, of course, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary. What do you have for the Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week?
You know, this music is very fitting because I want you to think about surfing, and I want you to think about South County, because a lot of URI students come here to go surfing. They just want to be by the ocean side. And if you were one of those students at URI, maybe you surfed, or maybe you were like me and you just like to hang out by the beach, this is a big weekend. This is actually the big chill weekend, the alumni weekend for the University of Rhode Island. It's going on the 21st through the 24th. tons of great events. They're going to have a craft beer tasting at the Muse Tavern, starting actually Thursday night, the day that this comes out, at 6 p.m. Then on Friday, they have a huge basketball game. You know, Rhodey is really big into basketball. There's going to be a basketball pregame gathering for those alumni, and then get to watch the basketball game together. If you've got kids, don't worry. There's fun things going on for them. There's going to be a Rhodey Kids Paint Party on Saturday.
Whoa.
Right? Tons of fun things. Bumper cars on ice. So the Alumni Association will be taking over the Alex Anani City Center, doing some bumper cars on Saturday morning as well. And then on Sunday, they're going to have a young alumni brunch meetup at Bayberry Beer Hall in Providence. So if you've graduated...
So who qualifies,
that's the question,
who qualifies
right?
as young alumni? Just curious, because there are a lot of alums out there. How long has the school been in business? At least 10 years,
Oh my
right?
gosh. You know, at least. I feel like it was like 1894. I used to be a tour guide. I'm feeling very disappointed
really?
In myself that I don't remember the exact year that URI opened, but it's been around for quite some time. But yeah, the URI young alumni bit, let's see if I can find that little one. Here are you? Nope. Let's see if I can. Okay. You know, they don't say. They don't say. Generally, it means within the past 10 years. I'm going to let you know, I still feel young at heart. I graduated over 10 years ago, and I still feel like I could qualify for a young alumni brunch. So if you're a bruncher, and if you feel young or young at heart, you can travel on Sunday as well. So yeah, all this big chill events, they're going to be happening all weekend long.
And for those of you scoring at home, URI, the University of Rhode Island, was founded on May 19th, 1892.
Shoot.
That's right. They started in May. How'd they do that? They just start with a graduation?
Yeah.
And then, how classic of a state organization is that? We find this university today. Everybody take a break for the summer. We'll see you in September.
Love it. Love it.
What? Who planned this?
A Rhode Islander.
They didn't have Facebook back then. How did they know?
Like, seriously. Well, at least I was close. I was in the ballpark. 2 years off.
Yes.
1892. Well, that's our wicked interesting, folks. And now, here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was my favorite game as a child growing up, and they evidently turned it into a play without telling me. The Mousetrap. Do you remember the Mousetrap game?
I loved the Mousetrap game.
You built like this whole setup.
Yes.
Going through. It took like an hour and a half. And all you were waiting for at the end was to finally trip the right number, and it goes through all these little, you know, contraptions. Mm-hmm. It looks something like Dude Perfect. And this little fake cage, if you were lucky, went all the way down. Sometimes it got stuck halfway.
Agreed.
And then it trapped the mouse, and what was the point? I don't know, but it was a fun game.
It was so
well,
fun.
It is a play happening over at the Academy Players in Providence, Rhode Island. Shout out to our friend from ABC6, Christina Myers, who is performing in this as
nice.
Well on as part of the cast. Yeah, she did theater and she does all sorts of different things. She wanted this opportunity, so go for it. Go get it,
so,
Christine Myers.
Is someone dressing as a mouse? What exactly is
no,
the Mousetrap?
No, this is an actual play.
Okay.
So it's a group of strangers who are stranded in this boarding house during a snowstorm. How appropriate.
Oh.
One of them happens to be a murderer.
Oh.
Oh. So the suspects include a newly married couple who run the house. Their suspicions in their mind nearly wreck the perfect marriage, of course. Mm. There's also a spinster.
Of course.
With a curious background. Why not? There's an architect who seems better equipped to be a chef. A retired army major. A strange little man who claims his car overturned off a drift. It just sounds like everybody just arrives there.
Yeah.
And it's quite the tale.
Mm.
So this is happening this weekend on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. Sunday at 4 p.m. You can get your tickets online. Of course, there's Carrie's Concessions right in the lobby there. A wonderful place to grab a show, get something snacks to eat there. You can enjoy the evening. I believe, don't quote me on this, I believe you can have a glass of wine or a brewed beverage, as it were, coffee and beer. So check that out. It is happening, like I said, this weekend at Academy Players, The Mousetrap.
Love it. Love it. I'm so excited about that. Well, you know, earlier I was just talking about URI. It's my alma mater, in case you can't tell by my roadie pride. If you are down in the South County area, maybe you went to brunch Sunday morning. Maybe you had some brunch and you wanted to head on back down for the alumni festivities, because you can actually go to the American Band concert. Now, this isn't just for alumni, but if you're in the area, we more than welcome you. It is going to be happening at the URI Fine Arts Center. The American Band, it's my wind ensemble. Ben, you got to actually interview our conductor, Dr. Brian Cardinay, last year on Carpooling with Ben. It's a symphonic concert band comprised of over 50 adult musicians from Rhode Island, nearby Connecticut, Massachusetts. We play versatile music, traditional works, classical, popular, marches, all sorts of things. And we're going to be having a concert this Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. happening at the Fine Arts Center right at URI.
So do you guys ever, like, run out on stage screaming, "We're an American band," you know, the old Grand Funk Railroad tune. Is that kind of your theme song?
That would kind of be amazing. But sadly, we have our own theme song. Actually, a theme song was composed for us, and that's what we open every single concert with. It's the American Band Salute. Isn't that crazy?
Well, it is crazy, and all due respect to the Grand Funk Railroad, we appreciate their contributions, maybe one day. Folks, if you want to check out something, we talked about this last week, the Newport Winter Festival, which is still going on this weekend. One of the events, which are really cool, and if you've ever wanted to check it out in the summertime, spring, summer, fall, the polo, not polio, polo, Newport polo with the horses, right. It can be very confusing. Newport polo, they actually play it on the beach on Saturday and Sunday, both days at 3 p.m. Get that bell ready, Mary, because, yes, the parking and the event itself are free.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness. A magical, wonderful, wonderful event there. A lot of people like going down to this because it's just really cool. It's different. If you are in need of some salt water therapy, okay, if you're in need of some, like, you know, really just need to kind of, well, if you just need to take in the ocean, head on down. It happens down at Second Beach, okay, which is also known as Sechusset Beach, not First Beach. First Beach is Easton's Beach. You want to go to Second Beach. They'll be down there. They'll have the matches going on. Just come on down. Beach polo is an alcohol free event, by the way. Mm-hmm. So this is not this is something a little different. Okay, just keep that in mind. This is family friendly. You can observe all the rules. You can be part of the whole 31st annual Newport Winterfest happening. There's hundreds of events going on. The polo is just one of many, well, two of many, because it's Saturday and Sunday, both days at 3 o'clock. And that's the time you want to be down there, because it's supposed to be in the upper 30s. So that's when the sun's going to be really just in its prime over there at the beach. So check that out. Happening Saturday and Sunday, polo, beach polo, with horses.
So fancy.
On the beach.
So fancy.
Second Beach. It's just, and kids, you don't have to worry about stomping out the divots because it's sand.
Well, also happening on Sunday from 11 to 5 p.m. is the Rhode Island Health and Wellness Fair. And guess what? This is free too.
All right, I like that.
I like some free events. This is happening at the Purple Cat Tavern in Chepachet. I actually visited this venue. It's a really cool, unique venue that you can go at any time to, you know, have a little beverage. But they like to have these different events there. So this is actually an open house style format. They're going to be having over 30 local exhibitors and vendors, live seminars with top industry professionals, product sampling, wine tasting. There's going to be a cash bar and on-site cafe. It is open to the public. It is free. You can just go on in. They're going to be having tons of different people there. So if you would just like to have a little day to yourself, health and wellness, maybe you want to stop in for a couple of hours. But this is actually their third year doing this. And it's just a nice, informative day if you want to go have a little nibble and check it out and do something good for yourself.
Take care of yourself.
That's right. Treat yourself.
Hi, Ah, yes, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you are in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from Massachusetts, Connecticut. You're never more than 18 and a half feet from a Dunkin' Donuts. But if you want to skip that and head to breakfast over at the Venus de Milo on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., 9 a.m. to noon, you can have breakfast with Elmo and Abby. Yes, Sesame Street, world famous Elmo and Abby at the Venus de Milo right over the line in Swansea.
Yeah.
Exit 3, not that far. Okay, folks, this is like 10 minutes from Providence. Doors open at 9 o'clock. The buffet is served from 9 to 11 a.m. The buffet includes ham, scrambled eggs, pancakes, home fries, bacon, sausage, pancakes. They list pancakes twice, so maybe it's a double portion of
you
pancakes.
You need a double stack.
So fresh fruit, juice, and coffee. And, you know, it's very affordable. $18.95 for an adult, kids 3 to 10, $11.95, and infants 3 and under are $2.95. Mm-hmm. And really, that's just covering the whole experience with Elmo and Abby. So you want to check it out. You're going to want to make some you're going to want to make some reservations for this, okay? You definitely want to check back and make some reservations on this one. But it's something totally cool. Huge event. Check it out. And if you can't make it to this one, because I realize that it's vacation time, Venus de Milo does these things like all the time.
Yes.
They always have something going on. They always have these unique kind of funky events. Go check it out. You know, they do awesome stuff. And again, it's not that far. And pro tip, while you're there, do not leave without buying a bucket of Venus de Milo soup, because at some point you're going to feel a little like, I don't want to cook tonight. Boom, you got yourselves a big old bucket of Venus de Milo soup, which, oh, that and some bread. I'm hungry now. So, Mary, you got the rest of the episode. Goodbye. One of these days, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to write words to that little intro there to bring us into our Wicked Nice segment, because Wicked Nice is the segment where we, here at Wicked Roadie, partner with the United Way of Rhode Island, helping to spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, your friends, any place you guys can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So, Mary, we've got two wonderful listings this week. First off, what do we have?
Judy's Kindness Kitchen is in Providence. It's a weekly soup kitchen run completely by volunteers. They're seeking individuals of all ages to prepare food at Congregation Beth Shalom on Sundays from 8:15 to 9:30 in the morning. They also need 18-plus people, so if you're an adult, 18 and over, to serve food at Crossroads Rhode Island on Sundays from 10 to 11 in the morning. So these are both things that they need on Sundays. If you would like to get your little ones involved in the process and they're younger than 18, they can come earlier in the morning. And if they're older, or if you yourself want to help serve, you can do that Sunday from 10 to 11:30.
Cap off that day by heading to the Providence Children's Museum. And if you want to hang out and actually, if you want to help out there, I mean, because you can always go there and enjoy the place. It's a wonderful place. But the PCM, the Providence Children's Museum, as they're affectionately known as, they need play guides to facilitate. It's kind of like saying Charlize Theron. Play guides to facilitate their positive learning. I speak for a living, ladies and gentlemen. I just sometimes, you know, folks, let me go off the rails here for a second. Sometimes these descriptions that we're going through, we do read them.
Yeah.
It's just the wording is just so...
When you actually say it out loud, it does do a different thing. Yeah.
And I've done this before, okay? I've done this at Paw Sox games. I've done this at the radio stations. Does anybody actually read this out loud before they send it to me?
Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
Because in our heads, it looks great. But they need play guides to help facilitate positive learning experiences for the visitors in the museum's exhibits and programs.
That's a lot of S's now, in that one sentence.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Hooked on phonics. We make learning hell. Commitment is only 3 hours a week for at least 3 months. And, you know, they got to train you on all this stuff. They are going to also do a background check, make sure you're all good to go. They have daily shifts that run 8 to noon, noon to 3, 2 to 5:30 p.m. So if you want to do something, if you're during the day, folks, head on over there. It's great. They also have Friday evening shifts available. Mm-hmm. So, again, we've got all the links to this on our show notes. And if you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance yourself, please visit the website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. I'm so glad we gave the band the rest of that segment off, because they were playing for a while. I just talk too much, folks, and that's what happens. And, you know, one of these episodes, you're just going to hear one event and me just ranting about everything in the world. But until then, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found at our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You know, we are a social event. I mean, we want to get people out there, social podcast. We're all about getting out and seeing each other and checking out the things. And if you are out there and you are checking out the things and you're not only social, but you're on social media, we would love to connect with you. So you can simply do this by using the hashtag Wicked Roadie. You can screenshot your phone and share it as an Instagram or Facebook story to let people know about the podcast. Just know that sharing is caring. We're social and we'd love to connect with you.
Mary, last check. How many people do we have on our Instagram now?
11,000.
Over 11,000 folks. That's like 3/4 of the state. So just get that into your heads, okay? Look, if you're looking to get your message directly to many more people, because, I mean, a lot of people listen to the podcast and everything, if you want to get directly into the ears of our listeners, you can email us at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com. We'll work with you on different things. We're actually doing something really fun pretty soon with Float, so check that out.
Until next time, folks, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
And I promise I'll learn how to talk. Right. Good. Speak good.
Wicked good.
Yes.